And the message today I have for you is called Predestined to Success and to Be a Blessing. And this is interesting because a lot of people don't understand this and there's some confusion. So I really want to help you to clarify how this is really a benefit for you. And I want to start off by reading a verse here from Ephesians 2:10. And it says, this is, Paul wrote this. So here we go. He says, "For we are his workmanship created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So we're created to do good works. And it's saying in this verse that God prepared the good works beforehand. That means the good works are already done. They're waiting out for there. And we just have to walk in them. It's almost like we just have to walk into the good works for it to happen. Does that make sense? So as we continue to talk about this, you're going to understand that God has already planned and prepared and opened the way for you to have a great life, to do good things, to have a successful life, to be a blessing in all ways. And all we have to understand is that God has already prepared that, and all we have to do is walk into that life. Once we accept Jesus into our heart and say, "I want to have this good life, I want to live in this way," now we step right into it. It's prepared for you. It's already prepared, and that's what makes it very easy. In fact, Jesus said this, and this is the kind of, I have been thinking about this verse, and every time I've been reading it in the last few months, I have been thinking about how things have been predestined for me, how it's been made easy. And here's Jesus speaking. This is in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and he says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." My yoke is easy and my burden is light. He wants us to come into that life where life is easy and it's not heavy for us. And I believe he was speaking about, you know, what I've been seeing is he's been speaking about that it's predestined for us. He fulfilled the promises of God. And the minute we step in and receive those promises, it is already, the plan is already laid out. Everything is waiting for you, and you just have to walk in it now. And you will receive the blessings in your life. You'll receive the favor in your life. You will have the knowledge you need when the time comes. God will prepare you ahead of time. So when something takes place, you already can do it. You've already been trained to take care of that situation. God has strengthened you for that moment in time, right there. It's been predestined. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So we want to get excited about that. Now, there is some confusion about this sometimes. So I want to talk about the difference between being predestined and having free choice. Because sometimes this creates a little bit of confusion, because I often talk about God giving us free choice. But if everything's already been arranged and everything's already been planned and I'm just going to step into it, how do I have free choice if it's been predestined, right? That's, sometimes it gets a little gray in there. And so let me talk about a little bit about free choice. Now, free choice means that God lets us live our life whatever way we want to. He is a loving God and he doesn't make us do anything. In fact, he has set it up that he doesn't even have the power to make us do anything. Because he said, you have choice, and you can choose to live whichever way you want. Now, he also said, the best way to live is if you follow my plan, you'll have a great life, you'll have a blessed life, you'll have a successful life. But that's up to you. I'm not going to make you do it. And so that's where our free choice comes in. Our free choice is, do we want to live in the plan of God that has already been prepared? It's fulfilled completely, that we now receive the promises of God, the promises that we will have salvation, and that we'll have strength, and that we'll have love, and that we'll have blessings, and that we'll have favor, and that we'll have prosperity. Do we want to walk in that life? We can choose that. Or we can also choose to live our own way. We can decide, I don't want to live according to the God plan of God. I'm going to do it my own way. Now, that's when life becomes hard. Because nothing is prepared for you, nothing is planned, and you're not getting any help. Because you said, no, I'm going to do it my own way. And so now you struggle to succeed. You struggle to make something happen. You struggle to try to find a way to fulfill the desires of your heart. And all of us have a knowingness of who we're supposed to be. We know that there's something incredible in there that has to come out. But the problem is when we choose to do it our own way, it's really hard to get that success out. It's really hard to fulfill who you're supposed to be when you're doing it your own way, when you've chosen to do that. Now, there are also some people that have chosen to be a part of God's plan, but because they're afraid of that word predestined, they're not accepting what God has provided for them. If it's been predestined, now, another way of saying that is God has made a promise. Any promise God has made is the same as saying it's been predestined. Why? Because God doesn't say something and not do it. Everything God says, God does. Meaning the minute he makes a promise, that's an ironclad guarantee that it's going to happen. And that's the way it will be. So if he promised that you're going to have salvation, if he promised you're going to be filled with love, if he promised you're going to be blessed, you're going to be favored, you're going to be successful, and those are his promises, if he said that and you've now chosen with your free will and said, yes, I want to be a part of that, it's guaranteed. His promise will come to pass in your life. You are predestined to have success. You are predestined to find love. You are predestined to be blessed in all ways. You are predestined to have favor in all situations. You go to the grocery store and you will find favor. You will find the best prices. All the clerks will help you. Everybody will smile on you. It'll be a great day because it has been promised that you will have favor. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, God has put that upon you. And so what we want to do is, we don't want to be the person that chooses to be a part of God's plan and at the same time doesn't accept the gifts that God has given. If we choose to be a part of God's plan and we say, I believe in Jesus, I believe that God's plan is the best, I want to walk in that plan, God, then we also want to say, yes, God, it is planned for me. It is predestined for me to receive good things. We don't want to be the guy that, you know, because there's a lot of people that have said, I believe in God, but at the same time I said, oh, but I don't want to accept all the gifts that God has given. I don't want to walk in that way. And that's a struggle. That becomes a struggle then. And so we see people sometimes in the world that have accepted Jesus into their heart, but they're struggling. They're broke and they're sick. And they can't make anything happen. And they're wondering, why can't I make something happen? It's because they don't understand or believe that things have been predestined for them. They have been planned for them ahead of time. Let me read this in Ephesians 1:4. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He chose us before the world was even founded. That means God chose us to be blameless, to be successful, to be blessed before he even created heaven or earth. Before he created anything, he decided, you're going to be blessed. You're going to have favor. You're going to be successful. You're going to be incredible. You're going to be amazing. That you're going to be holy and without blame, is what it says here in Ephesians. And as we read on in verse 5, having predestined us to adoption as a son by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, God's will. He wants us that we're going to be adopted into God's family through believing in Jesus. We will be a part of that plan, that we will be holy and blameless. That's what it says in Ephesians. That's why we're predestined. Even before the earth was created, God knew he wanted us to be holy. That was his plan for us. And that's an amazing thing to think about. Here he says to Jeremiah. You might remember Jeremiah is the prophet. He's a prophet of God, so he's speaking the words of God. And here's what God says to Jeremiah. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So Jeremiah heard this from God. God is telling Jeremiah, I set up your destiny, your purpose, what you're going to do in the world when you were in, even before you were in the womb, even before he was conceived, there was a plan for Jeremiah. But there is a plan for you too, because you will do greater things than Jeremiah, because you have received a greater promise. Jeremiah was before Jesus was born, before the promises of God were fulfilled. Now that the promises of God were fulfilled in what Jesus did, you can have even greater blessings. You can do even greater things in your life than Jeremiah did, because God also is saying to you, I had a plan for you before you were in your mother's womb. I had a plan for you even before the world was created. I had a plan for you to do great and amazing things. How easy is life? Remember what Jesus said. What did he say there in this one verse? He was talking about it being easy. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's why he's saying that. He is saying if we receive him, the promised one, the anointed one, Jesus is, if we receive him into our hearts, now our whole life is set up to be a blessing and to be filled with favor. And it's easy because it's been planned out for us. And all we have to do is keep choosing, that's where our free choice is, to follow the plan of God. Because we can still say, no, I don't want to receive that, I'm going to go a different way. But we just want to keep choosing what God has said. A wonderful story that I was thinking about that kind of encapsulated this is a story of Paul. And it kind of shows, this is the Paul, or the Saul that became Paul. Now, in the beginning, Saul was going out and he was persecuting those that were following Jesus. He was trying to hunt them down and capture them all and make them not follow in the way that Jesus had taught. And so that was his mission. But on the road to Damascus, he had this license, basically, in his hand that he could capture and arrest anybody that was following the way of Jesus. And that's what he was going to do in Damascus. But something happened on that road to Damascus. Suddenly a bright light shone around him, and he heard a voice saying, "Why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you? I'm not persecuting you." And the voice said, "I am Jesus." And right away, here's what Paul said was, "What do you want me to do?" This is the first thing that Paul said after he heard that. "What do you want me to do?" And then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Now, what happened at this point was when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see. Paul was completely blind. He was still called Saul at that time. So don't let me confuse you. Paul is Saul. And he couldn't see anything. So the men that were with him led him into the city and took him in there, and so there he was standing for 3 days. He was in this house. And now, look at how God planned this out. This is how God predestines things. We're going to start seeing this. I hope to paint this picture for you. Paul is out there, but God's got another plan for Paul. He's got a different plan, not to persecute the people that are following Jesus. He's got some other purpose for Paul all along. And it's just a matter of getting Paul to see it or to receive it. The minute Paul said, "What do you want me to do?" What did he do? He made a choice. With his free will, he said, "I'm going to do whatever you want me to do." Up to that point, he was against Jesus. He said, "I'm going to arrest everybody that's following the way of Jesus." But when he hears the voice of Jesus and sees the light, he says, "What do you want me to do?" He chooses with his free will to follow the plan of God. And now he's led into the city. God's been working on this plan for a while. Now listen to this. There was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, "Ananias?" And he said, "Here I am, Lord." So the Lord said to him, "Arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for the one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias coming and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight." This is how things are predestined. Here, Saul is in that house praying. He's been blind for 3 days. There's a disciple in Damascus, and God is speaking to him in a vision saying, "Paul has already seen a vision of a man named Ananias coming. And he's now telling Ananias, go to this street, tell this Paul, this Saul, that you're going to be blessed and pray over him. So this is how things are predestined. God has been working on Saul, but he's also been now working on Ananias, and he's bringing these two together. This is how it's predestined. So let's take a look and see where it goes from there. Then Ananias answered the Lord and said, I have heard from many that this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who come on your name. But the Lord said to him, so let's stop there. Notice, Ananias is a little worried. He's a little fearful because he's heard of this guy named Saul. This guy named Saul's been persecuting people just like him that who believe in Jesus. So he hasn't said yes. He hasn't said with his free will, yes, God, I'm going to go and do what you want me to do. He didn't say that yet. He could have said no. God would have found another guy named Ananias. And sent him over to that house, right? But let's see what happens here. This is verse 15. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen priest to bind all who call on your name. Oh, sorry, I skipped the line here. For he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings and children of Israel. All right, so Ananias is reassured. It's okay to go. It's okay to go there. And so what happens? We find in verse 17, and Ananias went his way. So he chose to follow that predestined, that ordained path of God and do what God was asking him to do. He enters the house and lays his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord said, who appeared to you on the road as you came, he has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he rose, and he was baptized. That was Saul. So Ananias went in. He laid his hands on Saul, who's been praying there exactly as God told him to do, and these scales fell off his eyes, and now Saul could see, and he immediately said, I want to be baptized. I want to walk in the way of God. See, one of the things I think we misunderstand about Saul was going out and persecuting the people that were following the way of Jesus. But really, in his heart, all along, he wanted to do the will of God. He just had misunderstanding. He didn't understand that this new way that Jesus was teaching was God's way. He was caught up in the religious background and the law, and he was saying, this isn't right, we can't do this. We can't do this stuff that Jesus is saying because it's not right according to what God wants. But he misunderstood. He was blind. Even before he was blind. He was blind because he could not see God's truth and God's will and God's way. The plan for Saul all along was to walk in the way of God and to do God's will. And in Saul's heart, he wanted to do it. He wanted to do the right thing. And this is the beautiful thing for all of us. Saul made a mistake, but it wasn't held against him. God still turned things around and got Saul going the right way. And that's why he became Paul. He had a new life and he had a new sense. And now these scales had fallen off his eyes. He was no longer blind. He could see the plan of God, and God showed him. Remember, God said, I will show him many things that he must do. So God showed him now what the plan was for his life, his purpose, and it had been set out beforehand. And isn't it beautiful how he brought Ananias in to fulfill this plan? For each of you, you are an Ananias. You are just like Ananias, because God needs you today. He needs you to go and touch somebody, pray for somebody, talk to somebody, say the words of truth, help to open their eyes so they can see their purpose too, so they can see their plan, and it's been predestined for you. You don't have to worry and think it's hard. Think about this right now. God is out there right now, and he's speaking into somebody's heart. His light has shone on somebody out there in the world, and he has awoken them. And they're wondering, what do I do now? What do you want me to do, God, is what they're asking. And God is speaking into your heart and saying, go to this street, talk to this person, pray for them, and they will receive their sight. They will see what my purpose is for them. See, the beautiful thing, when we understand what predestined is, it means that everything has been planned. God is already working on the heart of that person that he has told you to go speak to. It's already been prepared for you, and it's waiting for you to walk in it. Remember what it said in that first verse? That we should walk in them. The good works that God has already prepared, we just have to walk in them. That's not hard. Can you walk in those? You can walk in those. And it strengthens our belief in God, knowing that he is out there working on the other side. And even if he's going to tell, have you talk to somebody that maybe you're a little nervous about, just as Ananias. He was nervous about going over there to Saul's house. You know, he's had a bad reputation, that Saul guy. I don't know if I want to talk to him. But you can be rest assured, God's already been working on that guy with the bad reputation. If he told you to go over there and pray for him, know that it's already been pre-planned. It's already been worked out, and all you have to do is walk in it. As I was preparing this sermon this week, a wonderful story was sent to me. Liza sent me this email of a wonderful story. And again, it showed how things are predestined, how they're pre-planned way ahead of time. You know, I've been talking the last couple of weeks how God's ways are higher than our ways. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But that also, we can walk in his ways. We can raise ourselves to those levels. And when we choose to be a part of God's plan and predestining, we step into his ways. We step into his thoughts. And that's when things become easy. And we can now walk in a whole different life. It becomes a whole different situation. So this story that Liza sent me was wonderful. It was about this lady who was working as a Sunday school teacher over in Africa. And while she was there, she was helping this mother give birth to her baby. And unfortunately, the mother died. And the baby was born prematurely. And for premature babies over there, they don't have fancy hospitals and incubators and all that stuff. The only thing they could do is put a hot water bottle near the baby and try to keep it warm. Because if it got a chill, that would be the end. And as they were filling up the hot water bottle, it burst. So they no longer had a hot water bottle. And they couldn't just run down to the Walmart store down the street because there is no Walmart down the street. And there wasn't a store nearby to buy another water bottle. So this baby, chances looked very dim. It didn't look like it was going to make it at all. Now, the young lady was kind of distraught, and the mother also left behind not only the newborn infant, but also a child, a young girl. And this young girl was crying because she had lost her mommy. So she was very distraught, the Sunday school teacher. But she went back to her Sunday school, and she told the children about this situation. And she said, I would like to pray about it. And so the little kids were learning how to pray, and one of the little girls said, she's going to make a prayer for this girl. And she started praying. She said, God, we need a hot water bottle, and we need it today, because tomorrow will be too late. And she said, while you're at it also, bring a little dolly, so the daughter of this mother will know that she is loved by Jesus. The woman, the Sunday school teacher, was a little taken back by this prayer, because it was so blunt and so concise. She didn't know if she could say amen, even though she believed that God could do all things. She just couldn't conceive in her mind, how can God do this? There's no store. I'm not going to be able to run out and grab one of these hot water balls and a dolly. These things don't grow on trees. The only way that it could come is if a package came. She had been there 4 years in Africa, and she had never received a single package. So the chances of that happening were non-existent. But this little girl that prayed had such belief and such power in her prayer, and it was so concise. The woman said, okay, amen, I believe that. Later that same afternoon, somebody told her there was a car parked out front of her house. She quickly ran across the village to see what this car was about. The car had already left when she got there, but on her front steps she found a box. It was a parcel for her. Tears began to build up in her eyes. She couldn't believe it, that a parcel had arrived on the same day the little girl prayed. She quickly ran over to the Sunday school, and all the kids gathered around to see what's in this package. She began to unwrap the package. And sure enough, the first few things, they were kind of odds and ends. It wasn't much, but then she reached down there and she said, could it be? And she pulled out a hot water bottle. Now remember, she's living on the equator in Africa. Who is going to send her a hot water bottle? It's hot there already. But there she had a hot water bottle. The little girl that had prayed the prayer said, if there's a hot water bottle, there must be a dolly in there too. And without hesitating, the girl ran and dug in the box and pulled out a little doll. Beautifully dressed, perfect. And the little girl said, can I go over to give this to the daughter when we go? And the Sunday school teacher said, yes. How did this happen? How is it possible to have a hot water bottle delivered to the equator in Africa on the very day that it's needed, at the very moment that it's needed, when there are no stores and nobody knew about this situation? This box, this parcel that arrived, had been sent 5 months earlier. And it came from her previous Sunday school class. And in that previous Sunday school class, the new Sunday school teacher was prompted by God, and he told her, put a hot water bottle in this box. She didn't let logic get in the way and say, but God, they live in Africa, it's too hot. She just followed what God said. And at the same time, another little girl in that Sunday class had put a little dolly in there because she wanted some girl in Africa to have a nice little dolly. And they showed up exactly on the day that God planned. It had been mailed 5 months before, but God knew the day that it had to arrive in Africa. He knew what it was for. He knew that that premature baby would need the hot water bottle and that the other little daughter would need comforting because she lost her mother and she got that beautiful little dolly. I want you guys to understand this, that God predestines things for us and we just have to walk in them. You just have to walk in them. They're already prepared. He has prepared for you ahead of time the blessings, the success, the miracles, the wonders. They've already been prepared. And you just have to say, yes, God, I want to walk in this. This is where we start to feel the miracles and the wonders happen in our life. This is where the good stuff really happens, when we can receive what is predestined. Don't be afraid to do the things that God says, because he has already pre-planned it. He knew it before he created the earth. He knew it before you were in your mother's womb. He knew it from the very beginning what you were destined to do. You are destined to do great things. His promises were for you to be blessed, for you to be successful, for you to have favor. He planned it all out ahead of time. And God doesn't make mistakes. And even when you make mistakes, God turns it around, just like Saul. Saul made some mistakes, but God still turned his life around so that he could go on. Remember what Paul went on to do after his life was turned around, after Ananias touched him and he was baptized? He went out there to work the works of the kingdom, and he spread the news of the gospel of Jesus everywhere he went, and he started so many new churches, and he baptized so many people into the way of Jesus, and he wrote all those, so many books in the New Testament. He did all that work after, because God can turn around our lives and get us going in the right direction. Don't fear if you've made mistakes, and don't fear to make mistakes. Remember, God will correct it, because if you've chosen to walk on the path with God, then it's predestined for you to be successful, to be blessed. You are to be favored. You are to be put above and beyond, because this is the promise of God, and a promise with God is ironclad. It's predestined. He fulfilled those promises as Jesus walked, and now all we have to do is walk in the blessing, walk in the favor, walk in God's ways every day, and we will receive the success. And it will be easy. I love the words of what Jesus said that we've already read a couple times, but let me read it again. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when we understand and receive what has been predestined, you will become who you were created to be. You will do great things. Say amen.
Amen.
You will do great and amazing things. You will overcome all problems and all situations. And you will be a blessing in your life. And you'll be a blessing in the lives of your family and friends. You will change and transform this world. You will create heaven on earth as God had planned, as he had predestined for you to do. And it's all been set up for you. And all you have to do is walk in that way.